And halftime continues here for the season opener of Wildcat football against the McKendree Bearcats. I'm joined now by Wildcat senior running back DeAndre Caldwell. Now, DeAndre, when we spoke at this time last year, nobody could have foreseen what would happen in the McKendree game. Walk us through your road to recovery and what it means to you now to be back for another season with the Wildcats.
I mean, it was a test every day. You know, I had to really ask myself how bad I wanted it, and, you know, last season, we started off very excited, and I was very excited for that season. It got taken away in the flash, you know, and I got to see a little bit of my potential when I actually tried to work for something. And, you know, I felt like last season, before I got hurt, I really put in a lot of work, you know, to be good and as good as I wanted to be. And, you know, I think that's, you know, just something telling me that I get a second chance and I can, you know, eliminate things and, you know, do things better, as in, you know, preparation in the off season, the summer, and things like that. But, you know, everybody's scared of the ACL, so like one of the biggest injuries, and it was a struggle. But, you know, I had to look at it every day. It was, you know, every day was a game. I had to win that game every day.
And you've really, that's come to define your career, is overcoming adversity like that. I mean, you also overcame an injury in the 2019 season, and you stuck around through the pandemic as well. How has overcoming all the adversity you faced in your career made you stronger, both on the football field and off of it?
I believe it kind of helped me not take things so much for granted. Because when I was here my freshman and sophomore year, I wasn't a starter. I was like a second string. But like, if we were to lose or something like that, I'll look at it like, okay, this is not my year. I still have this year and that year. And I kept looking ahead for like, okay, now is my time. This is not my time right now. A few years would be. And kind of made me think that in life in general, you can't just think in the future. You have to, you know, value the present. Because I heard somebody, I can't name who quoted this, but the present is actually a present because you have it right now. And if you look forward too much forward in the future, you kind of like lose the present. And I feel like that's kind of what, you know, those adversities were teaching me. And, you know, I just value everything a lot more now, even football, outside of football and everything like that. But I believe it, you know, built my character and make me a lot stronger, because I wouldn't want to wish that upon anybody. One injury is enough, but, you know, all those roadblocks in a row, I think it really helped me improve as a person.
So to leave the present just for a moment, when we spoke last year, you told me point blank you had all the confidence in the world this team. You believed you and these guys could go all the way. Do you still feel as strongly about this year's squad? And what gives you such a strong conviction in yourself and the guys around you?
Yeah, I still do. You know, we were more bought in last year, and I believe we're starting to turn the program around. And it starts everything we do outside of the game. Everything we do in practice, how we go about that, how we go about the off season. You know, I feel like we had a consistent off season for the last year, 2 years. You know, with Coach Branchow over there at Advantage, he's been getting us right and everything. And we have a lot of vets coming back around, because like when I first got here, we'll have, I want to say, a good 6 to 10 true freshmen playing, and you know, we don't get the time to develop and everything. But when you have vets here that can coach the younger guys, it just builds a cycling program of greatness.
And you talk about really building up. This is now your sixth season with the program, not only fifth on the field because of the whole pandemic thing, but what are your expectations for yourself and for this offensive unit this season?
All right, I'll say personally, I hold myself and the team, you know, to a super high expectation, and that's going to be the national championship at the end of the day. And I believe we can do it, because we're human just like anybody else. Everybody we play, you know, bleed blood and everything like that. But I believe when you set your standards so high to the point where it's questionable if you can get that or not, if you do get it, you know, it's great, it's amazing. If you don't, you fall short, you'll still make a substantial gain from, you know, having those super, super high standards. And I believe just pushing this program to that can, you know, change things around for NMU.
So perhaps similar to that number one or bust ideology, since you've joined this program, you've worn jersey number one. Is there a significance to that choice? Was it handed to you, or do you just not care?
So it has been my high school number ever since I started high school, and it's kind of weird. When I got to high school, I wanted number 7, and they didn't have a 7, so I just grabbed number 1. It was like the closest thing that looked like 7, and I've just been wearing it ever since. And when I got here my freshman year, they're like, yeah, do you want to wear number 1? I'm like, sure. And, you know, I like the number. It's my favorite number because, you know, when no matter what sport team it is, I feel like you see number 1 on the opposite team as some type of leader or impact player. And that's why I like to stand as.
So walk us through your pregame routine. Do you have any rituals or superstitions to get your mind right for a game?
Not so much rituals or superstitions, but, you know, pregame, I got a playlist. Every year I make a new playlist. I just got done making mine yesterday. It was about 160 songs, but I go through that, you know, and I get taped up and everything, you know, warm my body up, stretch and all that extra stuff. And I really try to get my mind in the right place that, like, it's game time, it's go time. And really just, you know, get like the blood pumping and everything like that. But it's really like some sort of like a meditation through music, you know, almost zone out of what I'm doing right now to prepare myself for later.
So playing the running back, there's arguably no other position on the field that'd be more important to you than the offensive line. What is your relationship like with the big fellas you got blocking for you up front this year?
You have to have a great relationship with your line. I love them because when our success is based off of them, so when they see us doing good, they know that they're doing good, you know. And you just have to love your O-line. They're great guys, you know. They protect us, take care of us, and we do the same for them. And I feel like across football, O-linemen don't get as much respect as they do. And I have a high level of respect for our O-linemen because they have to do a lot of things that are expected from them with so many restrictions. And when they don't get to score that touchdown or, you know, make that catch or things like that, they may get underlooked, but they can make they can block a scheme perfectly, will put us in the position to score. And I look at it like I said again, when we succeed, they know that they're succeeding. So I think they love that.
All right, DeAndre, thank you so much for your time. Before I let you go, I just have one more question to ask, and that would be, would you rather be the hero or the villain? Score the game-winning touchdown at home or on the road?
I would definitely rather be the hero. A game-winning touchdown at home is just like a dream come true. And the feeling of that, would be, I don't think you ever feel anything like that. A game-winning touchdown at home is just amazing. So I'll have to go with the hero.
Well, let's hope you have a moment like that for yourself this season. DeAndre, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, and best of luck to you and the guys out there on the field today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wildcats senior running back DeAndre Caldwell. More after this as Halftime continues on the Wildcat Sports Network.